you stuck all the walls are made up, and you don't put the schach all the way near the walls, but you start making the schach a little bit away from the walls. That's hirchuk yasasichuk min adfanis. The schach on top, you put it away a little bit from the walls. It's not touching the walls. Is shloish tefachim sula. If it's away from the wall, three tefachim, shino is possible. Hey, any time there's space there, three tefachim, that passes in the schach. You can't say lovid. It's three tefachim wide. And you don't say daifan akuma, the chiddush is, because since it's space, it's avir, there's nothing there, you can't say daifan akuma. That's the chiddush. Ma'ashen kein, ba'yish nifchas. Let's say you had a house, and the roof caved in. Where did it cave in? In the middle of the room it caved in. Like near the wall, the roof is still there. Now that roof is posel eschach, because it's tasav lemen osli. When you first made the roof, you made it l'shem dira, to live, not for schach. So now, most of the roof caved in, and now you want to put kosher schach in there. But the problem is, the schach does not reach the wall, because near the wall, the top roof there is still there. That roof didn't cave in. So it depends how much roofing you still have left over near the wall. So, ba yishe nifchas, v'sich ech agabov, im yesh mina kos l'sich ech arba amos tzula. If the original roof is still there, the first four amos, away from the wall, is still the original roof, that's posel schach, then the whole sukkah is possible. Because more than four amis, the sukkah has no walls to it. You can't say doifen akumah anymore. We said a svar of doifen akumah will speak out only within four amis. But once it's four amis long, you don't say doifen akumah. So the walls are over there, and the schach is in the middle, there's no walls to the schach. So it's a possible sukkah. V'chein chotzer, the same type of the case you have a chiddush if you have a chotzer. A chotzer usually means the front yard. In front of your house, you have a yard. So now, automatically, your house is one mechitza of the yard. She mokefes ach sadrum. That we're talking about now, you have three houses surrounding this front yard. So it comes out that the front yard has three mechitzas around it. Of course, there are three houses. So each front of the house is a mechitza. So when you're standing inside the front yard now, it has like three mechitzas there. Now, in front of each house, there's a porch. There's an ach sadra. A porch, and a porch has a yawning coming out. So that yawning is also poslas chach. It's made out of metal, whatever it's made from, it's posel eschach. Is now mekefes achsadra. So, is the same halacha. So what's the same halacha? That now in the middle between one porch and the next porch, you want to put the schach. So your mom is putting the schach in the middle. So the question is, where are your three walls? You have the houses are the walls, but there's a yawning, there's a porch, a covering on the porch between the wall and the beginning of the schach. So the same halacha. If this yawning, the porch covering, is more than four amos wide, long, so you can't say doifen akuma, the middle sukkah is posel. The tzchach in the middle here doesn't have any walls to it. But if this covering over the porch is less than four amos, then I say doifen akuma. I look as if the wall of the house comes and bends over and comes out four amos, as if to say the wall first ends at the end of the four amos. So that's where the wall ends. And now you're making the kosher tzchach there, it's a kosher sukkah. But if the porch extends more than four amis, then you can't say doifen akuma, so the wall ends before, and the schach is over there in the middle, there's no wall, so the sukkah is possible. Same halacha if the roof caved in the middle, or we'll see in the Gemara, like why you need each case here. Or else the case with a chal in front of your house, you have a front yard that has these three walls to it, three houses, but there's a yawning over each porch. So the question is, if the yawning comes out four amis, it's possible. Less than four amis is kosher. What about sukkah gedoyla shekifu bedover shem esachim boy? Another case, you have a nice big sukkah, and you have nice walls, 20 feet apart, the walls. Now you start putting your schach on top. Now the first four, now right near the walls, you use metal. You use something that's also to make schach with. I mean, sukkah gedoyla, you have a nice big sukkah, 20 feet by 20 feet. Shekifu bedover shem esachim boy. You started to put schach there, metal schach, things that are possible, right around near the walls. And then, in the middle of the schach, sukkah, you put kosher schach. So the same thing. In yesh tacht of arba amis, if underneath these metal pieces, in other words, it extends four amis, the first four amis of the schach from the wall, out in the sukkah, the first four amis, are made with posel schach, so you can't say doifen akumah anymore. So then we say the wall is over here, and the schach first starts over there, there's no wall to the sukkah. Ma'ashen kein. In yesh by arba tacht, arba amis is tzula. If you have Barabamas, it's possible. If you don't have Barabamas, it's kosher. So, Kitzel, you say the same over three times in the Mishnah. that there's a svara of Daifan Akuma. Daifan Akuma, we once forgot, Rashi also says here is that the wall, when it comes up, we could look as if the wall on top gets bent over. And the first four amas, even though it's poslas chach there, we consider it's not poslas chach, it's part of the wall. So true, you're not allowed to sleep under that part, because that part is not chach, that part is a daifan, it's a wall. But I call upon him, where does the wall end? It ends four amas in the middle. And at that point, you start having your kosher chach, so you have a kosher sukkah. It doesn't make enough meaning if it's a house, and the middle of the roof caves in. As long as the roof that's left over is less than four amas, we look as if that roof is part of the wall, then you have the wall up until the kosher chach, it's kosher. If you have your porch, and the covering of the porch comes out, if it comes out less than dal amas, so you say the top of the porch is part of the wall ends over there, and the middle has kosher chach, it's kosher. If you have a big sukkah, and at the end near the walls you put your metal chach, that's poslo chach, if it comes out more than dal amas, it's poslo. Less than dal amas, we say doifen akumar, and it's kosher. And doifen akumar, Rashi always says, is that the wall itself is like extended there. So you can't sleep underneath that first dal amas, because that's not chach, that's considered part of the wall. So now the Gemara is, kol hani lomali. Like, why does the Mishnah have to say the same chiddush over three times? You tell him the exact same thing three times. What's the chiddush here? Gemara says tzrich. No, I need all three cases. I don't hear the first case. You have your room that the roof caved in, and there we said the difference how much roof is left over, four amos or less. Mishum dahani mechitzas labayis avidim. I call upon him, when you first made the mechitzas to the room, the mechitzas were made to enclose this room. That's what you made the mechitzas for. You made four walls. You want to live inside here. So the walls were made for the inside of the room. So then I would say, now that the roof caved in, the posta schach caved in, and you put kosher schach there, I say at the end, I just two amis of roofing left over, I say doifen akumen. I say the wall that was made for this area could like bend over and the first two amis become part of the wall. I say doifen akumen in such a case. Abul chotzer. Hamukefas achsadro. Mashenk in the middle case. We have your chotzer, your front yard. Now, the front yard we're saying is surrounded by three houses. There are three houses, the three sides of the yard, there are three houses. Now those mechitzes, who were they made for? Were they made to enclose that front yard? No. The house was made to enclose inside your house. It wasn't made at all for the outside yard. The mechitzes of the house was not made for the front porch or for the front yard. It was made for the mechitzes of the inside of the house. So, Emeloi, since the mechitzes were made of the house for the inside of the house, not for the outside of the house, now that you want to say Doifen Akuma, you want to say the top of that porch is part of this wall, so you want to say the wall of the house is extended outside? No, maybe I wouldn't say Doifen Akuma outside. The wall of the house wasn't made to be extended outside. The wall of the house was made to use inside. It wasn't made to be used for outside. So maybe I wouldn't say Doifen Akuma there. Kamashmula no tzricha, still you say Doifen Akuma. Even though the wall of the house was made to enclose inside the house, but now Lamaisa, you have three houses around this front yard, so you have three mechitzas there, and you have tzchach on top of it. So even though the first two amis is postal tzchach, because you have your roofing of the garage, of the porch there, but that you still say Daifan Akuma. V'yashmin and Hanitat, if the mission, we want to say the first two cases, Mishum Nesichachon Tzchach Kosher. I'll quote upon him in the first case, the house, the roof that caved in. We're talking about the roofing was made from wood. It was made from something that has shaykhus to tzchach. Even though it wasn't made the shem tzchach, it has a psul, tas of leminosui. But now, when the most of the roofing falls in, there's only two more feet left of the roofing, I can say, since the roofing is a wood that was kosher for tzchach, it could become doifen akuma. Who are the in the achsad also the same way? When you have your porch, the roofing of the porch is also made out of wood. Then I said doifen akuma. Ah, vol sukkah gedolo, but last case in the Mishnah, we have a nice big sukkah. Shekifu bedover, shemisachim boy, that now right around the walls inside the sukkah you start to use schach, metal. Metal pieces are possible for schach. The sikhah schach posse started to use pieces that are not roy for schach at all. Hey, Maloy, maybe on that I can't say Daifan Akuma. Maybe Daifan Akuma only helps that a copon you have a min wood, something that should have been kosher for schach. Just you made it not l'shem tzchach, that's why it was possible. But we use metal, real chetz of the psul, maybe then I don't say doifen akuma to make it kosher. Tzricha, that's the third chiddush of the Mishnah. No. Even though you have your big sukkah, that at the first part of the tzchach near the walls, you use metal beams there. And so still we say if it comes out less than Dalad Amis, we say Doifan Akumam, that those metal beams are like part of the wall. The wall is extended until the end of the metal beams, and that's when you start having your kosher eschach, it's a kosher sukkah. So that's the chiddush. Even though it's metal beams, it has no shaykh, it's eschach, still it's kosher. Now, where are the gate now? Omar Rabba, Ashkach Tino L'Rabbonin Devei Rav. I found Rabbonin of Rav, Devei Rav, in the base Medrash, the Yasva they were sitting. Ukamri, they said like this. The klal of eschach posel is like this. Avir poisu b'shloisha. If you have a kosher sukkah, but in the middle of the sukkah, going down along the whole length of the sukkah, you have a space of three tefachim with no schach at all, the whole sukkah is posel. The sukkah can be as big as you want, and has the most nicest schach you have on top. But if there's a hole, a space of avir, three tefachim wide, going along the lengthwise of the whole sukkah, it's a posel sukkah. Because the kitzur, we look as if the sukkah is divided now in half. Since it's three tefachim, you don't say lovin. It's not attached. So it's like this part of the schach is one part, and this part of the sukkah is another part. Now you look at this part of the sukkah by itself, it only has two walls to it. It has the wall this way and the wall coming this way. Usually a sukkah in time of the Gemara only has like three walls, let's say. So it's Ramish, the three walls here. So if you make a division straight through along here, you end up with this half and the other half. Each half only has two walls. It has this wall here and this wall here. And now it's three tvachim divided up. So this part of the sukkah is puzzle, there's only two walls. This part of the sukkah is puzzle, there's only two walls. Therefore, if you have a space of three tefachim wide going along the whole sukkah, it passes the sukkah. Avir poisel b'shloisha. Ma'ashen kein tzchach poisel b'yarbo. Let's say you don't have a space there, but you use metal. You use poisel tzchach. That then is a bigger shear. Then we say it has to be a whole length of four tefachim wide. If you have four tefachim wide of poisel tzchach, that passes the sukkah. In other words, it's not enough just to have a space of three tefachim, because three tefachim is not choshev. So we say three tefachim still looks like it's part of the schach, it still looks like one sukkah. When it's wide already, four tefachim, Rashi said that's the shear by itself. At the bottom, Rashi says here. Rashi says here, then, and then I keep talking, the nimsa chaitis besukkah, they kosh bekoshev, the yabo, heavy mokim choshev, lios chatzitza. Abo tefachim is always called a mokim choshev. Like, abo tefachim can make up Rosh Hashanah already. If you have a mokum, four tefachim by four tefachim, that's called its own place. That's already a choshev a mokum. So if you have the space of four tefachim of sukkah psula going down the sukkah, also looks like a chatzitza. That mokum is called a mokum by itself, and that's posel tzchach. So look now as if you chop the sukkah in half again. As this side of the sukkah is one sukkah, and the other side of the tzchach is another sukkah, and the same psul. The reason why it's posel is because each side only has two walls to it. Since this posel tzchach goes all along the whole tzchach, and it's four tefachim wide, that's a choshev makom, so we don't look as if it's one long tzchach now, look at the two different sukkahs. And each sukkah, since it started out with only two, three walls, now each sukkah only has two walls. You have one wall and the end wall there, one wall and here. So when you have tzchach psula, that has a bigger shear. Then it's only possible with four tefachim. But less than that, three tefachim is not choshev. When you have space, Avi is a double choshev. Like Avi, you can't say it's bottle, it's part of the tzchach. You see clearly this ear there. Like you see clearly it's two different sukkahs. So if it's less than three tefachim, then the svaros always say love it. Anything less than three tefachim is attached. So even though there's space there going straight through the sukkah, but if it's less than three tefachim, pakeh, we say the schach is attached, it's kosher schach, you're not even sit under there, you could even sleep there. Mashenkin, once it's three tefachim, you don't say love it, three tefachim of space is a dovah choshev. We can see it's cut in half the sukkah. So therefore we look at two different sukkahs. Mashenkin, when it's chach psula, something is there, it doesn't look like two, then you need a choshev a makam of at least four tefachim wide to pass on the sukkah. So that's what he said over. These two dinim. Avir is with three, and tzchach psula is with four. That's what the Rabbanan said. That's what Rabbi said. He found the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan told him this year. The Aminu Ano, so Rabbi said back to them, no. Avir the poisel b'shloish shumin olechu. Like, how do you know this din? How do you know Avir apostles three, tefachim? The Tanana says, now Mishnah, hirchik es asichuk min adafanois. Shloisha tefachim psula. That's the beginning of our Mishnah. If the tzchach is away from the wall, three tefachim, it's possible. So you see clearly three tefachim is called a hefsik. It's not attached. The sukkah does not have any walls to it. See, so, tzchach posul nami, leliftel ela barbo amis. Let's find out from our Mishnah also that there shouldn't be a difference that the schach posel is near the wall on the side or whether it's in the middle of the sukkah. Even in the middle of the sukkah also, maybe you need a wider size of schach posel to pass the sukkah. It has to be dal damas wide. That's what Rabbi wanted to say. Ella arbamis the tanana says in our Mishnah ba'yish nifchas. A bayis, the roof caved in, the sichach agaba, when you put schach on top of it, it depends. Im yesh, bein ha-sichach l'kaisel da'odamis, tzulo. If there's 4 amas between the wall and the kosher schach, and there's the top roof, it's still there 4 amas, it's possible. So that's what Rabbi wanted to say. Just like you see in our Mishnah, that 4 amas makes it possible. Along the side, who are in the middle of sukkah should be the exact same halacha also. If there's a width of possible schach going straight down the sukkah, da'odamis, then it's possible. But less than Da'odamis, I'll say it's kosher. Like there's no difference. Lalacha we hold not like Rabbah. Lalacha we hold when the postal tzach is near the wall, we say in the Lalacha L'Moshim Sinai of Doifin Akuma, that the wall comes up and bends over, and the top Da'odamis is like part of the wall. So that's why it doesn't divide the sukkah in here. Because as they forget, the sukkah first starts after the Da'odamis. Mashenkin in the middle of the tzach, there you can't say Doifin Akuma. So there the lacha we hold, once the tzach posel is wide, dalas fachim, it's called a choshuva mokim, it's a place by itself, so you divide the sukkah in half, you have 2 different sukkahs. That's the way we hold. But Rabbi held not like that. The Rabbi hold, just like you're learning after our Mishnah 3 tfachim, the space. Even though the Mishnah is talking about the space near the wall, so you see by space there's no difference between the wall. Or in the middle of the tzach, the same we learn out, that tzach posel. That's what you say, you have a bunch of metal beams there for schach, just like near the wall, you need dalad amas to pasul. The same way in the middle of the wall, the middle of the sukkah, you need dalad amas. That was Rabbi's kasha. Like, how do you know to say that the middle is enough dalad for him? Maybe you need dalad amas also. Yeah, so that was Rabbi's kasha to Rabbanim. The Yamri Li and Rabbanim answered back to me, Bar Minei. You can't ask any questions for now, Mishnah. Tehi the Rav Shmuel, because we learned out the Rav Shmuel Amr Tevayu, both Rav and Shmuel both said, Mishum Doifin Akuma Nagabo. Now don't ask the question from our Mishnah. You know why the Mishnah says 4 amas? Because we're talking about the psul tzchach is near the wall. And near the wall, there we say Doifin Akuma. So there 4 amas is possible. Less than 4 amas is kosher. Mashenkin in the middle of the sukkah, where you can't say Doifin Akuma, it's not near the wall, then you don't need Dal Damas to pasul. There it's enough just 4 tfachim to pasul. The Yaminu Lo'anom, but Rabbi didn't leave over. He still asked the question. The Yaminu Lo'anom, Rabbi still asked back to them, I have a question you though. Question like this. Ma'i lo'ika schach posel. Tochus mi'abur. So good. According to you, Rabbi, you're telling me now in the middle, you need 4 tfachim to pasel of metal. Let's say you have only a little bit less than 4 tfachim of metal. You have metal beams going all along the sukkah, only 3.5 tfachim. So 3.5 tfachim is still kosher. The sukkah is still kosher. Right? Ma'ilu ikos schach posel pochus mi'abor. Right, and right next to it, the avir pochus mishloisha. And right next to these metal beams, you have mamash an open space there along the whole schach, but less than 3 tfachim. What's the locha? My shera. The locha right now is kosher. Because look at the space, open space is less than 3 tfachim. Less than 3 tfachim, I say, lovud, it's kosher. Look at the metal beams going along the sukkah right next to it. The metal beams by itself is less than 4 tfachim wide. It also doesn't pass to the sukkah. And you can't add the two together, like the Gemara says later. Since each one has different shiurim, you can't add the two together. That's the cloud. Something that has the exact same shiur, I can add one and one together. But here, space has a shiur of 3 tfachim. And metal, poslos chach, has a shiur of 4 tfachim. So I can't add the two together. Therefore, if I have a space going all along the sukkah, a little bit less than 3 tfachim. It's kosher. Even though right next to it I have a bunch of metal beams going straight across, I'll be the less than 4 tfachim, the sukkah is still kosher. You can have a kosher sukkah that way. So my chalik is showing if you're allowed to eat under that tzchach or not. Some Mishnah learned that even the kol zman is less than 4 tfachim, your mama is allowed to eat underneath that tzchach. Some Mishnah learned no, it has to be less than 3 tfachim. But between 3 and 4 tfachim it doesn't pass for the sukkah, but you shouldn't eat or sleep underneath that tzchach. But if it's less than 3 tfachim wide, even though it's posel schach, then for sure it's like bottle to the sukkah, you're allowed to sleep or eat underneath it. But I call upon him here, we have space less than 3, and metal beams less than 4, kshera. Now, Rabbi asked the kasha, what's going to be? Malaya bishudim. Let's say now this open space right next to it, you take another 2 metal beams, and you make now that altogether you have more than 4 tfachim of metal beams. What's the lachamai? Psula. comes out now the tchach is possible. Because now you have four tfachim wide of metal beams going across. So you have four tfachim of posle sukkah. Posle tchach, therefore tchach becomes kosher. That's the halacha, that's the halacha lemaisa. So Rav is asking now, for lo yei aver ha poiso b'shloisha, ki tchach posle poiso b'yabo. Because according to you, that you say tchach posle, it needs four tfachim, and avir only needs three tfachim. So what's more chomer? What's the more strict psul? Avir. Avir only needs three tfachim to pass on. Mashenken using metal beams is not so chomer. They need four tfachim. So Rav is asking the kash like on you. If you tell me now, when you have this three and a half tfachim of metal beams, and there's two and a half tfachim of avir, even though you have avir there, the avir is not mistarif to make the metal beams possible. But now when you make another two beams of metal beams, now it becomes possible. That's not a svara. Like if avir is space is more chomer than metal beams, how can it be that the avir doesn't make the metal beams possible? In this case, we have three and a half tfachim of metal beams going along the sukkah. And now you have your two and a half tfachim of space. That space, since space is a more chomer dikalocha than metal beams, if you put another two metal beams along here to make it four tfachim, it becomes possible. But the way it is now with the two and a half tfachim of avir doesn't pass it, that's not a svar according to you. That's what Rabbi expects. Then how should that be? If you're telling me now space is more chomer than beams, so the space should for sure pass it. All right, the Gemara answers back, Pashit. The Yomruli, they answered back to me, Ihochi, if you want to say such a svara, lididoch nami. So they asked back to Rabbah, according to you also, he asked the exact same question. What do you want to say, Rabbah? Rabbah wants to say that in the middle of the sukkah, you also need Dal Damas to passel. Less than Dal Damas of metal beings is kosher. So he asked the same question. The Amr, do you want to say, Tzchach, Posel, Paisel, Yabo, Amis, that you need in the middle of the sukkah, a length of the width of four Amis? So he asked the same question. Ma'iluika, Tzchach, Posel, Paisel, Dal Damas. Let's say you have these metal beams going across, less than four Amis. So it's kosher. The Yavir Pachas Mishloisha. And you also have space there right next to it, but the space is, the air is less than three tfachim. Mike Shera, right now the sukkah is kosher. You don't have enough space to passel. You don't have enough metal beams to passel. Now, Malayo Bishvudim, let's say you put another few metal beams there. You cover up this air a little bit, but now you have four amas of metal beams. Mike Sula comes out to be passel. So he has the same question upon you, Rabbi. Lo Yavir Apoisel Mishloisha, Kishach Posel Apoisel Biabamis. How come this space, the ear, that's much, much more chomer, it's much more stricter. It's even possible just with three tfachim. So how could it be that right now it's kosher, but when I put another two beams there, that the beams need four amas to be possible, makes it possible? It's the same kosher upon you. So you see, that's not a svarah. A svarah is not a kosher altogether, because they're different shiurim. Air has to be a possible, makes it look like two sukkahs. You need three tfachim. Less than that looks like one sukkah. Metal beams, the same thing. Metal beams only divide the sukkah when you have four tfachim. Less than four doesn't divide it up. So now it's like it's not a kasha. But if you want to hold it as a kasha, according to Rav, it's also a kasha. So Rav answers back, no. The Aminu Rav answers back, he still holds strong, Rav. The Aminu Lo, no, I can answer back to you. Hi, my. Like, what are you talking about? I understand, according to me, very good, Yamin Abamis. I say the shear of Tzchach, Posel, Metal Beams, there's only Posel, you have four Amis there. You know why? Mishum Shiurei. Because four Amis